And this is just some more bacteria from the fossil record. These are fairly common in the going back to as old as about 3.5 billion years on the Earth. And the difference between these and what we saw in the Mars meteorite is, again, a matter of size. There's a big difference in size. All right, now I want to finish up with a few charts here, which include some of our latest pictures and kind of a summary of where we are now. And plus, I'll mention the new exciting British data on this topic. Anyway, what I want to show are a few more pictures of from our scanning electron microscope. This is again more of those little clam guys, and yet another one, totally different sample, showing both the clam guys and little spherical ones. Now, this is interesting. I mentioned the desert varnish. In addition to those little elongate worm-like things, we found patches of little spheres in the desert varnish, on the desert varnish. And these little spheres, here's a clump of them here. They're really tiny, 50 nanometers in size, or 500 angstroms. So they're only like 500 atoms lined up across each one of those little spheres. We're talking about small stuff. Are these microorganisms, or are they perhaps some kind of mineral? We don't know for sure, but we do know that we see almost identical looking things in the Mars meteorite, shown here. This is a little patch in the Mars meteorite, which also has a lot of spheres of the same size. These are all 50 nanometers average in diameter, and then there are a couple elongate ones down toward the bottom, and some of these spherical ones are joined together in little trains or groups. So we're still trying to work that one out.